But he, laying his hands on every one of them, healed them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, the church gives us readings to remind us again of the importance of Lent, and we are now at the midpoint of Lent. 20 days is finished, just about, and 20 more to go. We're at the halfway mark, so we need to redouble our efforts. In a way, as Don Garanger says, there's a joy in the churches now because we've done very well so far, as it were, and we're halfway there. So this is a wonderful, wonderful time in the church's liturgy. Jeremiah today, again, reminds the Jews not to glory only in the temple. They gloried in the temple. That's why he repeats, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. This is the temple of the Lord. Yes, it is the temple of the Lord. But he tells them, reminds them, but if you oppress people and you don't take care of strangers and you oppress the fatherless and the widows, the Lord will not be with you. As the prophet Isaiah says, God looks for a pure heart. He says through the prophet, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So what we do with our lips must be in our heart. So if our lips are speaking prayers and our heart is far from God, what good is that? St. John would remind us that we serve God in spirit and truth. Truth means we must serve him with body and soul, not just with our words. Words without actions do not make it to heaven, as we know from Hamlet. Words to heaven that do not go with actions do not make it there, as it were. Our prayers must be what's in our heart, and in our heart is what we must do with our actions. And the old expression, actions speak louder than words. So we need, in a way, to examine ourselves so that what we say is what we do. What we say is what we do. And today, in the gospel, we see a beautiful teaching how Jesus takes care of all those who were sick. They brought all the sick to him, and he laid hands on them. He began by curing Peter's mother-in-law. And just by placing his hands on her, the fever left her. And notice what the gospel says. She got up immediately. She knew she was cured, and she got up and ministered. Wonder how grateful Peter's mother-in-law was. She must have been shocked, as it were. And of course, like all things, I'm sure she didn't fully understand Jesus. So this is a great miracle. And Jesus did it for St. Peter and to cure his mother-in-law. So I don't know, we want to make a story about that, but I don't know too much about the mother-in-law, but we know the classic mother-in-law is someone who is a little difficult. So I'm sure Peter had his little problems, but now hereafter she was so grateful. And I'm sure she began to realize that Jesus was someone special. It's a little touch of human care there that Jesus shows, taking care of not only all the sick, but Peter's mother-in-law. So we're reminded today that we must go to God through Jesus Christ for all of our troubles, anything that's just troubling us or disturbing us. Go to him. And as he does in today's gospel, he lays his hands on everyone and cures them all. And notice the people are so impressed that they follow him even into the desert, as it were, because they believe in him. You don't leave your houses and your home and go take a trip into the desert unless it's very, very important. So they must have been immensely impressed. And they asked Jesus to stay with them. But he says, I must go to all Galilee, to all the towns of Israel to preach the kingdom of God. So, my dear friends, in imitation of our blessed Lord, we too must preach the kingdom of God. We see nowadays in our world how many people are far, far from God. They don't care. They're not interested. They don't believe. Millions and millions of people saying that where is God? They don't see God. They don't believe in God, as it were. And it's a sad day. So this is why we must call down the grace of God upon them. Call down the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In a couple of weeks, Jesus is going to die on the cross for us. So we don't want his precious blood to die in vain. We send that prayer up to the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus, let not your blood be in vain for the many, many people that we know, that we see, that we hear about, who no longer believe in God. Foolishly, they say, there is no God. Where is God? And of course, God is everywhere. Without God, they wouldn't even exist. So they must begin to realize how important it is to give homage and adoration to the Lord. So we must pray for that. And that's why Our Lady came to Fatima. She gave us a most important message. She says, many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So during this time of Lent, when we're praying and sacrificing, let us remember all the many souls who are far from God and bring down upon them the precious blood of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray our rosaries for that intention too, to pray for poor sinners, that the precious blood of Jesus Christ would not be shed in vain for millions and millions of people who are so indifferent and careless and hard-hearted. Oh, how foolish people are not to believe in God and to wake up someday and in their after they die and realize that there's an afterlife. And let's hope that they will not find themselves in hell. Think about it, in hell for all eternity. I wouldn't want to see anybody in hell, even the worst wretched sinner. Hell is so awful, I can't even imagine anybody being there for all eternity. As little Jacinta said at Fatima, you mean, she said to Lucia, it will never, 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 never end? Yes, it will never, 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 never end. May the Lord bless you.